This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden assured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at a White House meeting Wednesday that the United States remains firmly committed to Ukraine's sovereignty in the face of Russian aggression in the eastern region. Kiev troops have been fighting pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine since Moscow unilaterally annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. The Biden administration announced this week that it's committing an additional $60 million for a security assistance package to Ukraine, which includes missiles and other lethal and non-lethal defense capabilities. Additionally, the officials also said the two sides would be announcing several agreements, including security assistance for Ukraine, humanitarian aid for those impacted by the crisis with Russia in the east, and coronavirus aid. An international push is underway to rescue an Afghan girls football team that is considered in danger under the new Taliban rule. The Taliban forbid women from participating in sports, so members of the Afghanistan women's national soccer team living outside Afghanistan are working hard to get young female players and their families out of the country. And they were close, just footsteps from freedom, when the devastating blast occurred last week at the airport in Kabul. Their coach, who's in the U.S., said the girls love soccer, but it could cost them everything. A former White House official says part of the problem is the girls and their families, about 130 people mostly, don't have papers they need to get on a rescue flight. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The White House says President Biden will travel to Louisiana Friday, where Hurricane Ida became the fifth most powerful storm to strike the U.S., likely causing tens of billions of dollars in damage to the power grid, among other things. At one point, New Orleans was totally in the dark. The power started coming back on Wednesday. White House press secretary says the president is pushing power companies to work harder and faster. Thousands of power crews are working to restore service to hundreds of thousands of customers in and around New Orleans. The power outage comes as the Crescent City is sweltering in late summer heat. Well, the National Hurricane Center, that is, reports the weather system formerly known as Hurricane Ida, which caused all that devastation across Louisiana, is now classified as a post-tropical cyclone, moving through the mid-Atlantic region of the East Coast, causing flash flooding and spawning tornadoes in its path. Head of the system, tornadoes were reported in the state of Maryland to the north and east of the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. Hurricane Center said the system could even gain strength when it moves offshore later Thursday. Fire crews reported progress Wednesday in an effort to save neighborhoods from a massive fire near the tourist resort of Lake Tahoe in the western U.S. state of Nevada. A fire official said the winds, which had been pushing the fire, did not strengthen as much as expected early Wednesday. The fire reached the southern tip of Lake Tahoe Wednesday after evacuation orders in neighboring California were expanded to Nevada, forcing crews to scramble to prevent it from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Heavy smoke from what is called the Caldor Fire has blanketed the resort city, leaving it largely empty during what is normally a bustling tourist season. Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 600 structures and threatens at least 33,000 others. President Biden on Wednesday criticized a Texas law that bans most abortions in the state hours after the Supreme Court declined to act on an emergency request by abortion rights groups to block the measure from taking effect. Texas, among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted heartbeat abortion bans, puts out law of the procedure once the arrhythmic contracting of fetal cardiac tissue can be detected, often at 6 weeks and sometimes before a woman realizes she is pregnant. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.